Hi there, Dave. Dave, thanks so much for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, because it is a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate to make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good, I just got done work.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me. And obviously you use Google yourself. You're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up. And I mean, the best part about it is that calls will come directly to you. People will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google or go on Bing on their smartphone or their computer or any device that accesses the internet. They'll find you when they type in things like power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, etc. You won't be limited by how someone searches for you. As long as it's a service that you provide and they're in your service area, your company and a website would be one of those things that people would see. Of course, that means that you'll get calls directly to you. Not everyone will decide to call you. You won't be the only company that people will see, but that's okay. I mean, the ones that call you will have seen your website first. By the time they start dialing your number, they're usually hoping you answer the phone because they do want to work with you. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do qualify for reduced pricing, not only because it is a young company, but because it's part-time, right? I mean, we want to make it affordable for you so that it's very profitable. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, so we definitely want you to see success from the very beginning. Because it is a young company and because it's a part-time business, what I would actually do here would be to reduce the cost of the service itself by a little bit over 50%, save you $300 each and every single month, and bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, it's not like a lead-based service. So you're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not chasing down that same potential customer. Of course, the calls will simply come directly to you. Now, Tara says that there's not yet a website for you, right?
Yeah, no, there isn't.
That's okay. I mean, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one, and we certainly do not expect our very young companies to already have a website. We do want you, though, to see success from the very beginning. Like I said, it's month to month. And we do know that a website is what most people look at, especially for your services. People will want to see, like, before and after photos. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, perfect. Because we'll be able to showcase those photos and really kind of brand your business, showcase your company, what you're all about. And of course, people will know that you're in their service area when they call you. Now, I'm actually requesting from my supervisor to allow me to include the website at no additional cost. Like I said, we do want you to see success, and we know that website's definitely going to lead to a steady stream of phone calls. There's also a social media campaign included in that package. So it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, there's Facebook paid ads as well. So we can target anywhere in that 30-mile service area. And of course, is it residential only, or are you taking on any commercial work too?
I do commercial too.
You do commercial too. Okay, so we'll be targeting both residential and commercial.
Yep.
Now, being that it's month to month, especially at that reduced rate, if I could get that website included at no additional cost, would that be something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, that would make me consider it.
Well, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again and recommend it to their friends. I mean, obviously, it's a young company, so traditional word-of-mouth is not yet that consistent factor getting you regular jobs. But, of course, being on that first page of Google is going to get you those phone calls and a new word-of-mouth stream with every new client. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so, of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you, Dave. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. We'll be showcasing and kind of promoting your phone number, so they'll be calling your number directly. The website that we build will also have a contact form, so residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. It sounds interesting.
Now you're just kind of nights and weekends, right? I mean, when did you want to be found online?
Well, I work Sunday night at 9, 14 hours a night through Thursday morning.
Oh wow!
And then I'm available basically,
Friday and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, that's an interesting schedule. So you actually would be able to kind of schedule things in that cluster when you are available. And again, you know, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, you know, whatever your time allows when you get those phone calls, it's still going to be that flat rate. Are you accepting anything beyond like cash and check? Do you take credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps, anything like that?
I take Venmo, and I also credit card, check, cash, stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I think it is from my supervisor. Okay, it is. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially part-time, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request to include a website at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So the website in this case would be included at no additional cost, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, one thing I did want to ask you about, because Tara found it when she was looking for a website. There's an Angie Leads profile, Home Advisor, powered by Angie. Is that a service that you're using? Are
I
you
actually just
leads?
Started that.
You did? Okay.
Well,
so
I just started it starting Thursday on paying for leads.
Okay, got it. So a very different service with that. I mean, it's a well-made lead service, but it is a shared lead service. So every lead that you get will get sent to a handful of your competitors. It's always going to be a little bit hit or miss, but I hope that that service does work for you. One thing that I would tell you, Dave, is kind of what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those others. They all work about the same. Even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service are still more than happy to scale back on their leads once we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner does prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads. Now, one thing that I did notice on there is it says veteran owned. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
Yeah, I was in the Marines.
You were in the Marines. Okay. So for our veteran companies, we actually waive the setup fee. There's usually a $299 setup fee that helps us cover the cost of, you know, creating the content, making sure you're verified, doing your client interview, and of course, making sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So there's normally a setup fee, but for our veterans, we do waive the setup fee, and I do want to thank you for your service. So there would not be the $299 with a $299 setup fee on that first month. It would just be $299 out the door, and then, of course, it would bill once a month for that exact amount. And it would never go up, even if, you know, even if you keep the service for a long time and become an established business, you're still kind of getting that reduced rate in part because it's a young company, but that that new in business rate's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. So like I said, you know, you'll always see that reduced rate. Even if we have to raise our prices at some point down the road, your price would never go up. It's kind of grandfathered in at that reduced rate. So it would be exactly that $299 as the out-the-door cost, no setup fee, and the website is included. Now, there's also going to be, like I said, the social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads are included as well. That's going to get you kind of the best of both worlds. Obviously, when someone goes on Google and goes on Bing, and they're doing an active search for power washing or pressure washing or any of the related services, your business will be one of those options that pop up. And then for people that are in your area, just kind of scrolling through their Facebook and their downtime, maybe they know in the back of their head, they're, you know, they're having a 4th of July party or whatever the case might be, and they want to have the place looking nice. When they see your ads and they see your website, they click on it. From there, it's just one more way for them to reach out and call you and for you to get more jobs. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in what we call the Platinum Package, the one that I've been talking about. Although it is listed at $599 and we cut that down to $299, basically cut it in half, the $100 of Facebook ads were not reduced at all. And Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that translates to about 400 clicks and opportunities from people in your area on their Facebook page. And again, that is included in that $299. You're not paying extra for that. Now, Dave, when we get your phone ringing, is the 518-879-3631, is that going to be the business number? Is that the number you want on your website?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Because like I said, most of the time you're just going to get phone calls. Everything goes directly to you with those calls. The website will allow someone to fill out that form, tell you where they live or where their business is located. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would, of course, still be attached to that contact form. Dave, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's davesdws@gmail.
Okay. And in the in the email, there's not an apostrophe, so just DAVESPWS for pressure washing services, and then at Gmail, right?
Yeah.
And then the business itself is Dave's Pressure Washing Service.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and then Dave, Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Friend, F-R-E-S-N.
F-R-E-S-N?
Yeah, S is in Sam, N is in Nancy.
Okay, perfect. Oh, the other thing I did want to ask you, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, because the Angie Leads profile that I mentioned earlier, Home Advisor powered by Angie, it does list a physical address. It's the 11 Ellen Lane. Your business, though, really is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you.
Yeah.
So is that your residence?
Yeah, I didn't mean to put my it's my residence. I didn't mean to actually put that down.
That's okay. Google won't. You know, Google doesn't want to list a home address. Of course, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run from the truck, but they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you'd be out in the field most days. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then we can target anywhere in your service area. You know, Tara says it's about 30 miles. We don't draw a big circle around you, Dave, so we can target either inside or even outside of that 30-mile radius, big cities, small cities, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And if there are places that you know you don't want to go, even if they're just 5 or 10 miles away, we just don't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted to the people and places that you want to be found and provide those services. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer, and it could be later when you've got a little more time, but it takes about a half an hour. So we're going to talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and we'll go into detail about your services and service area. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It's pretty straightforward off the top of your head, just questions about your business. The other thing that I'd be required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're reducing the cost of the service, we're including a website at no cost, and then even waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Dave. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Dave's Pressure Washing Service.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Dave, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dave Friend, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Dave, as the owner and operator of Dave's Pressure Washing Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Dave, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact reach out to you and call you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Dave. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll be quite successful with the service. And it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask, Dave, that you'll continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict with that. The reason we ask, though, is all the content we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is we'll make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Dave, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And like I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, applying the veteran-owned discount to waive your setup fee, with my supervisor allowing me to include the website at no cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does, in fact, include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, with my supervisor's approval, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, Dave, is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Dave, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Dave, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dave, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, and then that initial payment of just $299, Dave, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Now, will there be one point of contact for me to take care of all this, or is there different departments I'm talking to, or is it just so one person.
I will be your account lead on this, and you can reach me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. by phone. You can email 24/7, of course. I'm usually available to respond to emails within the hour. If I do happen to be on another phone call, of course, you'll get my voicemail. I'm almost always able to call back within a half an hour or so. Sometimes it might be an hour. There are other departments, though, that will handle aspects of your listing and promoting your company. Someone, you know, there is a department that's going to build out your website. We will schedule, like I said, the follow-up call with your technician. I will be, if I'm available, you know, between phone calls when our technician calls you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. But I will be your account lead on that. If I am on the phone when you call, we do have a dedicated client support team as well. They'll be well-versed in your account. They'll have everything and all the notes as well, so they could take care of you if I'm on a different phone call.
Okay.
So I'll take a look here at that client interview calendar. We'll find that half an hour towards the beginning part of an hour that you'll be able to field that phone call. And then, did you say that was a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. Does that bill at the 11 Ellen Lane in Glenville, 12302?
Yeah.
Okay, so a Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4913.
Yes, sir.
9300.
Okay.
1003.
Yes, sir.
1173.
And then the expiration month and year?
0227.
0227, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
873.
So I have 873, 873 on the back of the card. I've got 02 or February of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Dave, was the card itself 4913-93-00-1003-1173?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Is it
Dave R.
or David?
Friend.
You said Dave. Dave? Dave R?
Yeah. D-A-V.
And then,
yep.
The last name, that was F-R-E.
F-R-E-S-N.
N. Uh-huh. And the middle initial of R on there. Okay.
Yep.
So in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, Dave, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not.
Okay. You'll get it by way of email in about a minute. By the way, you can reach myself or client support, like I said, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following day. I usually respond to my emails a lot faster. The email address will also be on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link to the invoice email, and on that invoice email, the link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over, provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, usually gets you right at or near the very beginning of the hour. Looks like we're booked out at noon, but there is a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock available, and then also this afternoon there's a 3 o'clock. Would any of those times work for you?
1 o'clock would be good.
Okay. We'll schedule it then from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. And as I mentioned, if I'm in between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well. I did want to add a little bit of added protection here on your account, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. This is a simple question and an answer. So anyone, Dave, that calls us and tells us they're with Dave's pressure washing service, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important too. Anyone who calls you, especially like a week from now when your website is active, if you happen to get any phone calls from someone claiming to be Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a couple of seconds, just politely let them go. And Dave, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or something like that, just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification was already attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it does clearly state that it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet.
Would be Rudy.
Rudy, R-U-D-Y?
Rudy. Yep.
Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got a couple pets.
Yeah, it looks like you got a couple. You got the welcome email that I was talking about before that has our client support information. You got another one. The one I wanted you to look at would be the Local Splash initial invoice. So if you click on the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it says something like, "Hello, Dave. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
Hang on a second. I'm just about ready to pull in here.
No problem. Take your time.
Is it on the email I'm applying, or is it the text?
Either one should access it. If you see the part where it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms," the blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it would go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that? Okay, so I mean, I don't want to walk you through everything here. Obviously, your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our kind of focus. It's everyone's main focus. But 1 out of 10, roughly, will be using Bing instead of Google. They're mostly searching on their smartphone. We want you to get those options and those phone calls as well. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The website, like I said, is included. My supervisor is allowing us to include that. There are Facebook ads as well. Now, the long line that goes across, you'll see it populate your number just below it, and below that a couple of boxes. We actually would want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages to your phone, the other one that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we would want you to click on both of those boxes. There's a longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it. When you click on that box, you can either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So if you're typing it in, the D, in Dave, the middle initial R and the F are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial of R. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so just the middle initial R, no period. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, please do click the Confirm Signature box, either to the right, or I guess it might be below if you're searching on your smartphone. But once you click the Confirm Signature, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, that we actually did waive your setup fee. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process, Dave. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Well, I'm on my phone here, and it's not letting me scroll up to it.
I've heard that before. It's difficult to get down to that.
Yeah, I'm on the thing. I click I agree and all that other stuff, but then it shows my name, but then I can't get any farther than that.
You can't get down to the confirmed signature part. You're not the only person that has had that issue. Usually if you keep trying, though, it does work. What may happen, since you've already gone that far, if you're not able to, it might time out since you've already accessed it and not completed it. So we may at some point need to refresh that and send it out to you. We can always do that during your client interview if you're not able to get down to that on your phone. But that does seem to be an issue that we're seeing with a lot of people. I don't know if it would help if you would turn your phone sideways, if it would allow that to pop up next to it instead of below it.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Huh. It did?
It did. Okay. Something. Oh, yep. All right, hang on. And then I just have to click confirm signature?
Correct.
Okay, it brought me to a local splash page where username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Excuse me. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for you to track, but your welcome email, which is something that you should already have as well, that other email that you got, that has your username and a default password. Your username, and it can't be changed, it's in our system the same way as well, but we've made it easy for you to remember and for us to access the information. It's the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 518-879-3631. It looks like the default password is mylocal, all lowercase, no space, mylocal. Like I said, you don't have to put that in now. You would just get an error message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Once everything is active and your tracking system is available to you, you'll get by text and email a confirmation that you can access your tracking system. And once you do, you can change that default password if you like. Some people never do, and that's okay too. Now, let's see. So your client interview is scheduled at 1, so it's probably, well, it looks like, yeah, you'd still get a reminder email at noon. That email goes out an hour prior. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence, you can simply use the support email. That's the one located in the welcome email. Anything and everything can be sent there, and we'll just simply forward it out to the right department. Maybe when they do the client interview, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly if you like. Now, you did get another email. You don't necessarily have to look at it right now, but just to give you kind of a heads up, just to make sure that every business that's on Google is an active business, a legitimate business that would provide the services listed when called, Google has made the process of getting verified a little more comprehensive. There's that email with a link on it, and you can send us any of those photos. It does not have to be everything, but anything you can send will help us to expedite the process and satisfy Google. So any pictures of tools or equipment, photo of your service vehicle. I mean, obviously, there's no real workplace since you go out to the customer, so just usually Google's pretty happy with a photo of where you park the work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Any photo of a business card, if you have one, would help. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
It is an LLC, but it's under, I adjusted the name a little bit from Dave's fleet pressure washing to the current one because I switched my model.
Got it. But you do still do fleet washing.
But no,
you do
it's
still
not
commercial washing, right? Okay, that's okay. Like I said, It doesn't have to be everything on there, but any photos you can send our way will definitely help expedite the process of getting you verified, and of course, a lot of that we'll be using to build out your website. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, you'll get that follow-up call right at or shortly after 1 o'clock. I do hope that I'll be in between phone calls to say a quick hello to you, but whether I am or not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward, of course, to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, you too. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.